Oh, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I know we've been having a long week, and today we're going to be pretty long, so I'm going to do what thus said the Lord and get on out the way so we can go and have a meeting that is scheduled for today. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, most gracious God, we just come, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father God, for being God and God all by yourself, the only true and living God, Father God. And Holy Spirit, action you just rise up big and speak in, through, and out. I mean, the word, thus said the Lord, and let the word fall on fertile ground. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This morning, thanks to God, I'll be coming out of Psalms 62. Verse 5-7, which read as following. My soul, thy only upon God. My soul, wait thy only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. For in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God.
Yes.
This morning, thanks God, if I went to put a title to those passionate scriptures, it is, what do you expect?
Amen.
What do you expect? Yes. What is your expectation, thanks of God? We see, what are you expecting today? What are you anticipating something from God today? If you are expecting something, you will receive it. But if you are expecting nothing, then too, you will receive nothing. If you're expecting something today, I hope that your expectation come from the Lord himself,
amen.
Saints of God.
Yes.
Because he is our source.
Yes, he is.
Although he do send the resource, but he is our source. You see, thanks to God, as I read Psalm 62, it said, my soul waits silent for the Lord alone, for my expectation is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I should not be moved, and God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge in God. Is in God himself.
Yes.
Saints of God, what are your expectations? What are your expectations? What are you expecting today, saints of God? What are you expecting in your lifetime? That's a question that only you can answer.
Amen.
What are you expecting? Is it, saints of God, it is time for the church of the living God began to elevate their expectation. What is it that you expected today? Are you expecting nothing? Either way, you can have what you is expecting. You can have a blessing or you can have a curse. You can have being on the top or on the bottom. You can expect to be the head or you can be the tail. It's all dependent on you and your expectations, thanks to God. Just after the Apostle Paul was in prison for preaching the gospel, and just as he was facing impending death for doing so, he wrote a letter to the church of Philippi and said this in Philippians 1, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21, it said, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that is nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You see, saints of God, notice what he said there. I know this would turn around, turn out for my delivering through your prayers and through your supply of spirit or God according to my eagerest expectation. What are you expecting today, saints of God? What are you looking for? What you expect to happen today? What are you expecting to happen in your life? It left up to you, your destiny. You see, saints of God, Paul's expectation was deliverance. The word deliverance Paul used was there is debated often. I'm not sure why, because all you must do is go to the original Greek word, Greek text. Some said Paul was confident that God would keep him healthy enough to live out the remainder of his years in prison. Health, but in prison? That's ridiculous, thanks to God. Because that would imply God only get half the job done. Being in prison, Paul had a job to do, and God expected him to do it. Same with us. We got a job to do, and God expected us to get the job done. You see, the Greek text for the word deliverance, that Paul used, is translated as salvation. But that's, to me, it's really the real message of Paul's statement. To me, it was what he said after that. He said he knew he will be delivered or saved because of the spirit in him, because of the prayers of the believer, and because according to his earnest expectation and hope. When you're expecting something, thanks to God, and you want it bad enough, you expect and hope to get it. Paul was confident that he will be delivered. That was his expectation, that he will be delivered. Expectation and hope. See, walking in the Spirit is enough for certain. The intersection or the saints on your behalf is quite powerful, to say the least. But when the two things, along with earnest expectation, saints of God, you cannot lose. When the saints are praying for you, and with your earnest expectation, you can't lose. But it left with you. It start with you, with your expectation. What are you expecting, thanks to God? Remember the text, my expectation is from God. That's powerful, thanks to God. When you translate that phrase, earnest expectation, out of the Greek, it means something quite striking. It means to watch with your hand outstretched, to direct attention to something, to wait in the suspense for something. But for the Greek word used here, there's a prefix which implicates a plural expectation. In other words, an ongoing, constant, persistent expectation. It was ongoing. It wasn't just a one-time thing, but it was continual, constant expectation. Paul's expectation to be delivered from that prison. What prison is holding you today, saints of God? What mountains, what joint in your life is holding you? What is your expectation to defeat it? Are you expecting to overcome that joint in your life? Are you expecting to overcome that mountain in your life, whether it be a job or whether it be financial, whether it be marital problem, whether it be health problem, whether it be your child or your family or your neighbor, your dog, or whatever it may be? What is your expectation? Thanks to God, we got to come above or rise just getting by. That is not God's desire for just to get by, because our God is more than enough. And we got to stop just being getting by, expecting just to get by, living from paycheck to paycheck, expecting to be healed. You are healed. You are healed. All things belongs to him. All good things belongs to him. And he is our source. Then the word said, I will supply all of your need according to the riches in Christ Jesus. Aren't that the word? So why are we eating crumbs when we should be eating steaks? Because our expectation is too low. We got to expect what the word said that we are, and who we are, and whom we are. You see, saints of God, when a woman is with child, we say that she is expecting. And at the time, as the time gets closer to her due date, her expectation becomes more persistent and grows in intent. She expecting something to be delivered on that due date. She gets excited. Because most mothers, I would say, Tammy, I know, when she found out that she was expecting Darius, she was excited. But when the time came more and more to that due date, it was even more excited. Not only she was excited, but I was excited. Because we was expecting, although we didn't know the general, but we were expecting a bundle of joy. And that's, thanks to God, that's what we have to do. When our expectation is out there is in hope, which is faith, we have what we say. You see, thanks to God, just a few weeks ago, there was flood in Houston, Texas. There was snow and ice in Dallas, Texas. Just a few days ago, there was snow in San Diego and Los Angeles. Things like that, it usually don't happen. But the word is fulfilling itself, thanks to God. You know, it's interesting. See, there's something spiritual significant to that I haven't figured out yet. But it's a spiritual significant to what is happening, thanks to God. We got to look, we got to read, and we got to expect something is going to happen. Just like the spy balloons and all these objects been shooting out the air. It isn't just a coincidence. Although we see it in the natural, but things in the spirit, saints of God.
Amen.
Something is about to happen. You see, and when all that, I was thinking about that, the first scripture that I thought was Romans 8:19. It said, for the eager expectation of creation eagerly wait for the revealing of the Son of God. Just think about that, saints of God. And then skip down to verse 22 where it said, for we know that the whole creation groaned and labored with birth until now. It's not only in the physical, saints of God, where we can see it, but it's in the spiritual realm. And we got to expect God would do what he said he would do. But you got to do your part. I got to do my part. We just can't walk around and say, well, God got it. Yes, he do have it. And we just can't sit on our behind and wait. We got a job to do. We got to go out and preach and teach and witness and have testimony of God and get as many people, because God desired that no man shall perish. And he expected us to go out and do this.
Amen.
See, with the verse, the earth itself is just like that woman in her third trimester. When it's time to groan and labor pain, the earth is groaning as we speak, saints of God, waiting eagerly and earnestness. Expectation for the Son of God to be revealed. As I'm speaking right now, saints of God, I ain't trying to scare nobody, but that's the word. What does it mean? What does it mean that even the very universe, all the creation itself, have been given in earnest expectation from God? That one day we will all call, which are called the elect, will rule and reign over this earth as a new earth, remodeled, refurbished by the power of God himself.
Amen.
Are y'all expecting that, saints of God? If not, you should be. We got to expect it. We got to speak it. We got to believe it.
Amen.
You see, saints of God, we will rule as kings, as the sons and daughters of the creation himself, creator himself. Even the earth is moving under our feet in anticipation of what is about to happen. Even the sky is falling before our very eyes in eagerness, expectation of this great glorious day, saints of God. So if the earth can participate what God has in store, why can't we? We got to elevate our expectations. See, the word translate eager expectation is a fascinating one in Greek that would literally be pulling apart to mean from head to watch. It paints the picture of a person straining his head forward to watch with eager expectation. It reminds me of the story of Zechariah when he craned his neck to look over the crowd. See, Zechariah, he was short, but he was eager to look over the crowd. But he expected something. So what did he do? He ran to get a better view. We got to expect, because he was expecting to see Jesus. We got to expect something. And when we expect it, we got to do something. We got to move, thanks to God. We just can't sit like a bump on the log. We got to move. Because if the earth can expect what God got in store for us, we need to expect things ourselves. See, the Apostle Paul said, my eagerness, expectation, if that is being, if this thing will turn around for me. What they said this morning in the song? It's glory, was turning around. Are we expecting things to turn around in our life?
Amen.
Expecting. And I had no idea Terry knew we would sing those songs. You see, Paul, he said that his expectation that things would turn around for him. Let's look at this dictionary definition of these two words. Earnestness is an objective, serious intent, purpose, or effort, sincerely zealous, showing depth and sincere or feeling. Serious, important, demanding, or receiving serious attention. An expectation is a noun. The act or the state of expecting. The act or state of looking forward or participating. Anticipating. An expecting mentally attitude. Something expected, a thing looked forward to. And expect is a verb. You with an object to look forward to, regarding as likely to happen, participating in occurrence or the coming of something, to looking for with reason or justification. It sounds a lot like operating in faith, don't it? Thanks to God.
Mm-hmm.
Expectation. The hope. The psalmist said in Psalms 5, chapter 5, verse 3, he said, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wake expectantly. Why can we wait expectantly? Because our expectation is from God. We can wait in expectation, thanks to God, because we know that our supply is from God. But we just got to trust him and believe him. Stay in faith, thanks to God, with your expectation and your hope. I heard this illustration, thanks to God, from, I think it was Bill Winston. If it wasn't him, it was Joe Osteen. One of the two had said that. The illustration said, a man approached a little league baseball game one afternoon. He asked the boy in the dugout, what was the score? The boy responded, 18 to nothing. We're behind. Boy, the man said, I bet you're discouraged. The boy looked at him and said, why should I be discouraged? Replied the little boy. We haven't even got up to bat yet. Although there was 18 to nothing, but he had hope. He had expectation. 18 to nothing in a ball game, softball game, baseball game. The first inning, because they hadn't even got up to bat. But you know, he was expecting something. That little boy was expecting. And that's what we have to do, thanks to God. Even if you're down and flat on the ground, expect to get up and be on top again.
Amen.
Don't never give up. If God said that he would do it, he would do it, saints of God.
Yes.
But you got to do your part. You got to expect something. Always respect something. When you open your eyes in the morning time, saints of God, get up expecting. See, I can't even, Tammy, we married. But I can expect the things for her. I can expect the things that for us together, but she have her own expectation. Darius have his own expectation. See, Pastor, he have his own expectation. Sherry have her own expectation. Everybody have their individual expectation, or should have their own individual expectation. One thing is expecting to overcome the evil that Satan has set out for you for that day. That you'll be victorious for that day. You'll be an overcomer with victory as the day go forth. You see, saints of God, like I said, that illustration. Now, that was an expectation from that little boy. Are our expectation is the same? Are we expecting a miracle of victory like he was? Are we expecting to win like this little boy? 18 to nothing, and we ain't even got up to bat? What do you expect? Every morning when you get up, saints of God, you should expect something. The Bible teaches us that expectancy has so much to do with your faith. Faith is more than hoping. Faith is more than wishing. Faith is more than desires. Faith is certainly not pretending. It's not psyching yourself up on psychological reasons. Faith is living in a positive expectation, thanks to God. Faith is expecting the best. Faith is an attitude of confidence. When David went out to fight Goliath, he said this is what I am going to do by the power of God. There will be no ifs, ands, and buts about it. David went out expecting victory, thanks God. Victory and defeat of his enemy.
Yes.
And what he expected, it happened. We got to expect to beat the joints in our life, the mountains in our life. Whatever it is, saints of God, that holding you down, you got to expect to overcome it. You see, saints of God, Jesus said to the two blind men, according to your faith, so be it unto you. So what do you expect today? Those blind men expected Jesus to heal them. I hope nobody in here is expecting Jesus to heal them. Because you are already healed. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. So I hope that expectation nobody's having for me. I'm going to be healed. You already healed. Speak the word. Speak the word. Then Terry and them just singing. Speak the word. Like I said, I had no clue that they were singing this morning. But it just goes to show how the spirit works out for the good of the saints. You see, those blind men expected Jesus to heal them, and Jesus stretched forth his hand and he healed them because that is what they was expecting. Whatever you expect, whatever you expect to feel, that is what you're going to feel. Whatever you expect to happen, that usually what's happened. Whatever you expect to achieve is what you will achieve. So what you expect influence your happiness, thanks to God. It influence your level of accomplishment. Influence your power and your strength in the Lord. It influence your level of achievement. It is so basic to the Christian life to expect the best, because what you get is what you expect. You remember Job's thanks of God? I'm about finished. But you remember the story of Job. Just another example. Job problem is the same problem a lot of us have so many times. Job focused on what he didn't want to happen rather than on what he did want to happen. Job said that the thing that I feel have come upon me, and I know so many people who are just like the lady who said, when I feel good, I feel bad, because I know pretty soon I will feel bad again. They are focused on what they don't want than what they already have. See, some person might say, I don't want my marriage to end in a divorce. I don't want to be fired from my job. I don't want to be a failure in a task. And they set themselves up for failure. Why? Because words have power. And power is in the power of the tongue. Be careful, thanks to God, what you say and how you say it and when you say it. And most of all, to who you say it to. Don't set yourself up to say for failure, thanks to God, by speaking negativity. The word says speak life, speak blessing. Speak positive in your life. Even if you think that you cannot do it, this word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. At least give it a try. Don't just say, well, Pastor, bring me about 2 dozen of waters in your hand. Well, you tell me, well, I can't bring 2 dozen of water. Have you ever tried? Get up, at least try. If you have to put some in your pocket, some in your coat, at least figure out a way. Don't never say something, I can't do that, until you try. At least try. See, don't set yourself up for failure, thanks to God. Say, well, I would try. Speak positive, speak the word. See, like I said, when you tell a person that, you might say, well, Pastor, I don't think I can do that job. And when they fail, the very thing they say, see, I told you I didn't think I can do that job. You see, they are bestowing upon themselves self-fulfilled prophecies, and they are not expecting the best. Expect the best, thanks to God. Did not God give his best? Did Jesus not give his best? Why can't we expect the best, thanks to God? So you see, So you see, thanks God, in our text, the psalmist declare, my expectation is from the Lord. Where is your expectation is coming from? What do you expect today, right now, thanks to God, in the name of Jesus?
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.